Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, all of you beautiful people. Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And if there's one thing that we all as gamers know, it is that you do not mess with a player's save data. Well, you try telling that to these 8 games. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games that deleted your save data just for fun. Number 8, Nier and Nier Automata. Now, this one is probably the most famous entry in this list, considering publishers Square Enix have done this not once, but twice. In the original Nier, you can only fully complete Ending D if you commit to erasing the titular character Nier from existence. You're warned 3 times that following through with this will delete your save file, and committing to it erases every character's memory of Nier entirely. It doesn't even let you use the same name for your save file should you start again. But Nier Automata, potato patata, takes this a step further in Ending E, should you choose to fight the final boss. The boss is horribly unfair, borderline undefeatable in places, and it doesn't help that the game chastises you throughout the fight. But eventually, messages will start to appear from players that manage to defeat the boss, informing you that victory is indeed possible. Eventually, one of these players will even come to your aid, granting you a massive power-up. But once you win, you're told that the people that helped you had to delete their save files, and if you want to help others do the same, you too will have to make the ultimate sacrifice. Number 7. Amnesia: The Dark Descent Justine DLC. In the DLC expansion, Justine, for Amnesia the Dark Descent, players are warned before they even start the game that they are limited to only one life. That doesn't mean that you get to continue from a checkpoint should you die, it means you're not allowed to save and there are absolutely no autosaves enabled either. If you do actually die, the game decides to go that extra little mile further and quits out to the desktop. So you can look at your desktop background in complete silence and ponder what meaningful tasks you could have spent the last 2 hours attempting instead. Whilst it isn't an incredibly difficult game to complete, puzzle-averse players may want to avoid it considering it's absolutely littered with them, and restarting the game several times may cause some people to rip their hair out. Also, and this cannot be stressed enough, Amnesia the Dark Descent is an extremely scary game, forcing yourself to replay massive chunks of the game over and over again just so that you might reach the end could eventually drive you as mad as Amnesia's protagonist. Number 6. Banjo-Kazooie. So old-school Banjo-Kazooie players may remember how Bottles, the lovable mole, would threaten to delete your save file should you lie to him and tell him that you've mastered all of the basic moves in the game. Now, this threat is a red herring, because once Banjo begs for forgiveness, Bottles will back down and rescind his threat. But what some hardcore fans might not know is that Gruntilda will actually follow through with her threat should you attempt to use certain combinations of cheat codes at the same time. Now, it might not be entirely obvious that her threat is genuine at first, as the game will let you save and return to the main menu. Once you do, however, a cutscene will play and you'll get a game over screen. To make matters worse, it doesn't even let you skip the cutscene. Now, that is taking things too far, right? Upon returning to the menu, you'll find whichever save file that you were using has genuinely been erased from your game pack. Now, this is only actually possible on the N64 version of the game, meaning that filthy cheaters on the Xbox 360 are allowed to cheat to their heart's desire, consequence free. Number 5. Zero Ranger. Zero Ranger is a criminally underrated, astonishingly difficult shoot-em-up that seems to have, unfortunately, flown under the radar for most people following its release. Which is a great pun, by the way, because you play as a giant plane. Anyway, if you manage to get all the way to the end of Zero Ranger, which in itself is no small feat, you're given a choice. Forfeit all of your continues, and you're offered one shot at fighting the true final boss of the game. Now, to add a little context, this is the hardest boss in the game by a country mile. The sheer amount of bullets held present here is enough to deter anyone but the most hardcore of shoot-em-up lovers. If you fail, not only do you not get to retry, but the game deletes your progress entirely. To add insult to injury, should you fail, it also makes you watch an extended, unique cutscene of your demise. Zero Ranger then makes a point of showing you your save file getting deleted just to rub salt in the wound. Number 4. Undertale. Undertale actually has two examples of save data tomfoolery, but the first is actually a fake-out. Once you defeat Asgore, the next time that you go to save your game, Flowey will appear and instead proudly proclaim that your save file is gone forever. If you beat him, Flowey will rescind his threat and give you back your save file. But if you commit to a genocide playthrough, upon completing the game, you'll be shown a blank screen with no way of progressing. Wind ominously howls in the background, and no matter how many buttons you mash, nothing will happen. If you let the game run for 10 minutes, eventually you're offered a choice. Give this character your soul and you can continue playing. If you accept, the game will quit out to the desktop. Upon restarting, Undertale will act like it's just been installed for the first time and asks you to create a save file. Unbeknownst to the player, the game has actually been irreparably altered, no longer allowing the player to fully complete pacifist playthroughs, and even giving you a special dialogue should you attempt another genocide playthrough. Number 3. Fallen London. The web browser game Fallen London is a particularly devious example of save data manipulation, taking things an extra step further and instead making your game borderline unplayable. The quest, Mr. Eaton's Name, is not only incredibly difficult and takes hours to complete, but following through with the quest until the end actually results in your character's stats being irreversibly nerfed. Your strength, money, life, every stat that you could possibly think of is erased permanently. Whilst Fallen London doesn't go as far as to delete your entire account, once you're done with this quest, you may as well do, considering that any attempt at progressing further into the game is pretty much impossible. The developers of the game actually removed the questline from the game for 2 whole years just because so many people were enraged that their precious save data was being toyed with. Once the quest was reintroduced, the developers included a warning before the start, letting players know that if they really want to complete this quest, they best be prepared for the consequences that come with finishing it. Number 2. Lose Lose. So, just a little heads up here, do not play this game. Not even just out of morbid curiosity, please just take my word for it. Because Lose Lose is a PC-only shoot-em-up with a rather devious twist. You see, every enemy in the game you kill is actually a file on your computer, and killing them deletes that file permanently. This includes, but isn't limited to, documents, music, videos, photos, entire folders, and even system files like System 32. Yep, you heard me. This game will literally brick your computer on purpose. So why did somebody create this monstrosity? Well, developer Zach Gage describes the game as one of the very first to feature real-life consequences, or as he puts it, everything that happens while you play is real. The real doozy is that should you make it all the way to the end of the game and win, or die before you reach that point, the game erases itself from your hard drive. Few choose to actually play this game willingly, instead choosing to install it on unsuspecting friends or more likely their enemies' hard drives and then tricking them into playing it. Assumedly, there's a special tier in hell reserved just for these people. And number 1, Earthbound. Now, piracy is a hot-button topic these days, but whatever your stance on the matter, everyone loves a good example of creative copyright protection. Now, should you fancy skimping out and playing the original Earthbound for free, you might be in for a nasty little surprise. You see, if you play an illegal version of the game, it will let you progress through the entire way through the game until you make it to the final boss. Once you reach this point, the game will forcibly crash and then erase all of your save files as punishment. Just to twist the knife further, if you actually manage to make it this far, it was likely 10 times harder than it should have been than if you were playing on a legitimate copy, because playing on a pirated copy would have resulted in you running into more than 3 times the amount of random encounters. For anyone that's played Earthbound, they'll know exactly why that's so evil. Running into upwards of 3 times the amount of random encounters would make the game an incredibly frustrating experience, and this version of the game rewards you by making it all that way through by stealing the sweet victory screen from your grasp. Woof.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.